One of the more interesting, like, you know, jaw-dropping phenomena I witnessed out there, like where you're like, drool is coming out, has been, and this is over 20 years, you know, because the internet has been here, has been this complete ignorance of the fact that men exist in the negotiation between men and women. That the focus, which I understand why the focus is completely upon women, to quote the inimitable Bill Burr, no one correct, women are surrounded by this tornado of misinformation and nobody corrects them because everybody wants to F them. And so I understand that the environment and society has conditioned it to create the environment where women never have to think about men and what they want. But on an intellectual, like, okay, let's stand back and assume we're all independent-minded people, not a bunch of NPCs, which is a wrong assumption. But I assume, maybe I'm wrong, you girls would like to have men in your life. Maybe I'm wrong. Looking at the sex drive disparity ratios, maybe you don't. Maybe you find us disgusting and you want nothing to do with us. But let's just assume you want to get married. You want men in your life. You want to. Has the idea or the concept, logically, despite the environment, ever dawned on you that you ought to consider what men want? That, like, hey, let me show you something. I'm a man. I'm a guy. Now, let me introduce you to men. Men are kind of like women, but we got a little bit of different plumbing. We're a little bit more aggressive, and there's some chemical differences, but we're sentient just the same. And we're alive, and you're like, Aaron, what do you want to do today? Oh, gee, brain, what do we do every day? We go to Deadwood and gamble our money away, or whatever. You know, you got to ask me, what do you want to do? Well, I have preferences. What do I want to eat? What do I want to do socially, fun-wise? Do I want to work today? Do I want to make money? Do I want to work on the house? You know, sit down, girls. Might be, but just as you sit there, and you consume the world around you, and you do this in front of your face, like, you're alive, you're sentient. It's the exact same way of men. Men are also human. They're just as alive and cognizant and conscious and sentient as you are. They're here. We're real. We're alive. We're strong or prouder. What was the Rush Limbaugh thing? Anyway, the point is that whether it's your girlfriends or a man, it's just any other entity out there, if you wish to engage in them with them for social transaction or any other kind of transaction or any kind of interaction, they have to want to interact with you. And what I find amazing, what I find very fascinating, is how zero, not very little, but zero consideration is given to what men want, what their desires are, what they would like. Now, perfect example. Joker, which you guys all know over at Better Bachelor over on the YouTubes. But he's not the only one. But all of you have gone out on these dating profiles, and you look at the dating profiles of the gals, and there is a complete absence of anchoring to reality, where these girls really truly think they're the only sentient entity in this formula. Solipsism is what it is. Like, you're the only person that exists. And then they delusionally come in, erroneously, wrongly come in with this, like, you better have this, you better have that. You better be 6 foot tall, man. I'm pregnant. You better accept that. He better. And you could tell, like, there is absolutely no consideration to the other part of the formula, of which would be presumably a relationship, and that would be men. And the purpose of this video is very simple. You can put it in the comment section below. Are you girls aware there are men and that they have preferences and qualifications and requirements and standards? Are you aware that there are that men are not objects, if it even goes skewing that far? We're not objects here for you to just buy and purchase. I get my master's degree, and then I will go to the husband store. I will buy myself a husband off the husband shelf, and I just add water. Oh, a husband that will give me children. He's 6'3", he makes six figures. Are you aware that you have an obligation to maybe, like, convince a counterparty to engage in a transaction? I don't mean sexual, though that certainly is it. But, like, anytime you want to conduct business with another human being, you have to offer something of value to that human being so that they, he or she, sacrifices their time, which wouldn't be sacrifice, it'd be they invest their time because they're going to get something out of it. Because I to me, it's kind of what, like, I don't know, it's watching Earth geology advance a fast forward, where there's this new idea, this new operating system, where you literally do not care or think about what men want, or even the how dare men want a certain X or a certain thing. And I just watch it happen. I watch my generation age faster than hell. We got a bunch of spinsters. And I see millennials doubling down, and then Gen Z gals quadrupling down. Like, there is no consideration. Yeah, to the point that Gen Z girls, y'all think big is beautiful. And so there's nothing really more complicated than this question. Do you girls acknowledge there are these other entities called men? And do you acknowledge that these men are sentient and conscious and separate human beings with their own wants, desires, and agency and purpose and rights to independent life? And if you would wish to interact with them, do you acknowledge that they would have certain requirements and standards before they interact with you? Not in a financial sense, that certainly is profitable. That would be the main determination there, whether or not there'd be a transaction socially. But in a sexual sense, do you understand that men have physical requirements and preferences and tastes? And do you understand, now, I mean, this is another question. Do you understand that's not a choice? It's not an option. It's not socially constructed. It's not that men just haven't been conditioned to, like, fat, loud, obnoxious, leftist Marxist chicks with purple hair. Men have tastes that have been evolved and hardwired into them. Do you acknowledge that? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Are you girls awake? Do you recognize? Do you hear me? Men don't like fat chicks. Men like nice, sweet girls. Men like girls that can back their asses up into this and have big boobs and long hair and are feminine. Did you hear that? Or is that just like, I'm not here because I'm a guy and you dismiss this? Like, this is all like, I'm just a robot. I'm a computer program that's been programmed to be this zany, very advanced artificial intelligence, by the way. But, like, does that register at all? Or is it just like, no, you really are off the plantation. You really are that far gone. You really are that much of an NPC. And you actually think that the world is you and only you. And if you would like to engage in men in a romantic or marriage or sexual capacity, that they don't factor in at all. I just want to know, because that's the impression I've been getting. It's very interesting. And I ain't even in the field. I'm so not in the field that if I was going to go get another girl, I just simply pay for it. Because I'm not going to waste my time with that crap. But I just, for the benefit of, I'm trying to understand. Because I'm old. And I got a lot of young guy clients. Right? And I got to tell them, like, hey, and I need to know, do you girls even acknowledge men exist as separate but equal human sentient entities, and that they have the right to demand, or not demand, but have a preference of what they expect and if there are to be a romantic sexual interaction? Because I find it fascinating. I just find it fascinating. Do you even, in all the advice you got from your mom into preschool, all the way up to college, all the way to your 40s with the magazines and the internet, have any of them ever said, men have certain expectations. Let's look at the guys. And here's what we've assessed that guys want. Did you notice guys don't like fat chicks? Don't be fat. I haven't seen that. That's why one of the main bits of empirical evidence where I'm kind of like, well, that's a bit of a quandary. That's very interesting. Men. Sometimes just support the guy and shut up. What does he want? I mean, think about it. This is funny for the guys. What guy says, I want another person that's kind of like me, but of the female persuasion, to constantly question and nag me on every decision I make. Think about how vile and evil and degrading and insulting nagging is. Like, you're not a human being. You're this robot that isn't doing what I want. Like, nagging is this attempt to kind of reprogram the code. And all you're doing is pissing the guy off and make him want to go sleep with another woman. And it brings up a really important question. Do you girls recognize that men are sentient, conscious human beings? Because you're going to have a lot more luck when you're like, whoa, hang on. Hold it now. Men are not objects. Men have a consciousness. Men have tastes and preferences. And if I satiate or deliver those, he's going to do what I want. Well, I don't know if it's really enslavement like that, but because the more and more as it gets younger and younger, I'm looking, I'm like, wow, it really is. I'm going to go to Walmart. I'm going to go to the boyfriend or husband aisle. I'm going to buy myself a husband. And then he will give me babies at 39.5 years of age. But and when I talk to guys on Rule Zero, in the red pill, I mean, all this other stuff, all the guys like, what do women want? It's like this massive open source project to figure out what women want and deliver it. You know, like capitalists do the project. Oh, you want this? We're going to deliver it. Unlike communists, like, hey, here's a bullet and some gruel. What do you mean you want electricity? That's a side point. But it's very interesting to me that on the male side of things, like, what do girls want? Okay, we better hit the gym. We better work out. We better put on decent cologne. We better do that. But then for you girls, it's like, you want to find a guy? Where have all the good men gone? Hey, look, you don't need the terabytes of data that the red pill have trained men to go and become excellent versions of themselves. All you girls got to do, be thin. You're already in the top 30% there. Don't have another man's kid. Holy cripes. Now you're in the top 5%. Don't have a ton of student loan debt or debt in general. All right, now you're in the top 1%. Be nice and don't be a freaking Marxist voting to take all our money away. You do those five things, those five, oh, long hair, which doesn't cost you nothing, but it takes that. Those six things, you'll find every guy, there'll be a line of men. But that would require you to sit the F down, set your arrogance and your self-absorption aside, and actually be altruistic and selfless and say, what do other people want? And then on top of that, which is even a bigger Herculean achievement than sitting down and not thinking about yourself as the center of the universe, is to say, I'm going to deliver that. You know, a lot of people give gals that are tens and put themselves. I know this one gal. I'm not going to say who or where. She is vain. She's the epitome of vanity. And I know a little bit about her background. I feel a little bit sad for her, but that's a separate story. There's a reason she makes herself a 10. But she makes herself a 10. And she shows up all the time when she's out in public. She is in a smashing and appropriate, not shocking, but an appropriate but smashing outfit. She has heels. She is done up. Very beautiful dress. Long hair. She is the epitome of a beautiful woman. And you may want to pick on her. Look at her. She is selfless. Maybe a bit vain, but she is selfless because she's putting that effort in. Why? Because she really likes her husband, but two, she wants to make damn sure that she impresses men. She is acutely aware that half the population is male and they have certain standards, requirements, expectations, or simply preferences. Not that they're going to be delivered, but it has preferences. And you're damn right, her beauty and her fashion and her effort pays off. I'm not going to say how. It's not sexual. It's not degrading or something like that. But it's like, okay, hey, look, she hit the gym. That, all right, she diets. This is a real gal over here. And it's not even a sexual thing. It's like when you look at her, you're like, wow, she put some effort into that. That is a hardworking woman. That is a woman who's very anchored in reality. That's a girl who knows exactly what's what. And you may have some reservations or be like, oh, it's a little fake or whatever. I'll trust her over I will some purple-haired lard ass barking or like, you better like me and my five children. But I just, that aside, I mean, that's an example of a gal who knows men exist and they have certain tastes or preferences. I'm just wondering about the rest of the game. I mean, the comment section below, please, by all means, share it. How dare you insist men exist and you might have preferences before you interact with us? I'd be put it down below. But really, I want to know, are you aware that men exist? And that, you know, you all girls are all pissed off about being objectified for your physical beauty. We're getting pretty pissed off being objectified for like, oh, well, we just show up and marry you. When you get fat and you don't bring anything to the table except a bunch of student loan debt for a worthless degree, they're going to have to carry you the rest of the way. I just wonder, just wondering. You know, Modern Life John over in Japan, those girls dote on him. They're acutely aware he exists and he is a man and he has certain tastes and preferences. And oh my God, they deliver. And then they're both happy. We wouldn't want that, falling in love and being happy now, would we? Oh, OBJ 55. Well, who's this guy? Wait. Hang on. Where'd the affirmative action hire go? Look at this guy. Who's this guy? Jack, you awake? What time is it? It's evening there. OBJ 54, $5. Hi, Cappy. Going to share a vid. Going to share the vid you did about not getting married. He thinks it's a good idea to get with a train wreck. Was she a single mom? Watch my video, Don't Get Married. Some of my best, finest economic work. Not because of me, but because the topic is so simple and so important. Taboo Smash, $2. I think you did a typo in your title. What did I? Do you ever consider? I'll change it later. Like, let me ask you this, Taboo. Any girl's going to watch it? The title wasn't, you're amazing and brave and wonderful and powerful and amazing and brave. You go, girl. It wasn't that. So there ain't going to be any girls tuning into this. And ironically, the girls that did tune into this are the ones that actually would care about what men think. So it's kind of an academically moot point. Sam Whiskey, $5. Cappy, why are female teachers threatened by a smart boy? I don't know. I don't know if they're threatened. I mean, in the short, you sprung it on me. If I had to go with my interactions with predominantly female teachers, and was an incredibly smart boy, I don't think they were threatened. I think they just hated boys. I think they hated men. Teachers generally are lazy people, male or female. And in my day, there was this constant heartbeat. Well, girls are just equivalent to burr, 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 burr. And this is like in the early 80s. And I don't think I ever got the sense that they were threatened. I think they just hated boys. I think they just hated men. And I'm not trying to be edgy or confrontational. I'm not like trying to hype it up. I mean, I really got like, wow, you hate us. You hate boys. One I absolutely know for a fact did. I'm not going to go into the story of that. There was no abuse or anything like that. But I just, and that was in the early 80s. Now, with younger women generally being, you know, what, 20s and 30s, younger than me, they've got nothing but anti-male indoctrination, so that when they're K through what, 8 teachers, I think they're probably just the same, if not more so. So I don't think they're threatened. They just don't like boys. That's really what it is. OBJ 54, $2. My brother is who I am talking about. He is 24. Well, tell him not to get married. Don't worry about him. If he gets married, he gets married. It's not your, you tell him not to get married. You said your piece, you're done. Torgo, 1969, regular guy, regular contributor. $5. Have you ever done a video about Tommy Lawrence infamous rant from last year? It's red meat for a guy like you on a topic like this. It may shock you, Torgo. I kind of avoid those things. Like, but if it's really popular, I avoid it because everybody else has covered it. Would I gain some followers and subscribers if I did it? Yeah, maybe, probably, but I don't. Wow. A late 20-something girl's pissed off because she can't find a guy. Rollo covered it. I think Turd Flinging Monkey covered it. Everybody else covered it. I don't need to cover it. I don't care what a conservative thought says. I really don't. I mean, Tommy Lauren, what really? Go read through my books. Go read through my blog. I have my compendium of my best blog posts. Read through one of those, you know, Captain Capitalism Top Shelf, Captain Capitalism Reserved, Love Letters to the Left. Read any one of those. Read, you don't have to read it all. Read 20 pages. Those 20 pages will have said more than Tommy Lauren will ever say in her entire life. Why would I listen to Tommy Lauren? I can't. And I will admit a bit of genuine bigotry, which is unfair, but I'm going to admit it. If you're a hot chick, I don't trust you. You have to work harder to earn my trust. I'm immediately suspicious. I immediately assume you're an idiot. I immediately assume that you've gotten by on your looks and you're a moron and you're incompetent. Now, most other people will interact with you in a different way because most guys want to sleep with you and most girls want to be you. So you're going to get a bunch of, which is exactly why I assess pretty women. Like, nope, oh, whoa. You better have been a fat chick or super engineer. You better have been what did Denise Richards play? Christmas something or other. Like, you better be a nuclear physicist who just happens to be really good looking. But if you're a good looking girl, nope, don't trust you. And the reason why is I have every right not to. Because generally society spoils very pretty girls to be incompetent, painful, insufferable pains in the asses. And so I want nothing to do with a very pretty girl. So you better, you know, have I met very pretty girls? Like, yeah, every once in a while they have a father once in a while. But no, why would I? Tommy Lauren? No, this roll of tape has more intelligence than Tommy Lauren does, and I'm being deadly serious. At least the tape has some value. Zaranks, $5. Why do you continue talking about women being thin, kind, and considerate? All things that should be a given and not require women strive to be ladies. that was, I guess, being nice. I guess that was implied in women being kind. But your point is well sustained. There's no point. I mean, women being ladies, that's not good. The only lady I know is my grandmother who is still alive. And she's World War II generation. And she is a true lady. And ain't no girl even come close to the class my grandma got. Not even close. Y'all could learn them. My grandma, if she had the energy, which she doesn't, but my grandma could do like a teachable seminar teaching the younger women of today how to be a proper lady. She'd make millions. I don't know what she'd do with it. She's actually kind of well off to do it, so I don't worry about her finances. But I don't know why would she even waste her time? Because how many women would sign up for that seminar? How to be a proper lady, taught by Grandma Clary? That ain't gonna happen. No. Let that generation die out with its knowledge and its wisdom, so it's lost forever. And then you girls figure it out from ground up, analog, all on your own. B Leslie Brooks for $5. Thank you, Leslie. He has nothing to say, or she has nothing to say. And that's it. There we go. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.